This is Nick.
This is Josh.
And this is Jeff.
And this is you listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. And today we've got another artist story for you. We've got the band God Hates Unicorns. Yes, you heard it first here on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. God indeed hates unicorns, and we're going to learn why. It's going to be informative, esoteric, spiritual sort of discussion with Josh, Jeff, and Nick of God Hates Unicorns. We're going to get into all that in a minute. First, you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. If you go there, you're going to see a bunch of cool podcasts. You like the artists, please share it around. That's how we promote bands here in 2018. It's grassroots. It's you guys getting out there saying, I love these guys. I want my friends to all know about it. So just hit that share button. Also, we got a little merch there. It would be great if you would pick up a t-shirt or a mug or shot glass or condoms or something like that. That way, that kind of helps us keep the lights on and helps us promote more bands and keeps things going over here. If you would like access to some exclusive online content, exclusive music, exclusive video, exclusive conversation, stuff that is not available to the general public at large, then you need to become a member of my inner circle. And it's real simple. You go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. There is no fee, nothing like that. No salesman will call. No, you'll get no knocks on the doors. There'll be no telemarketers, nothing like that. Just go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle, and you're going to get access to some exclusive music, exclusive video, and access to a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, get to weigh in on podcasts, get to join us live when we do these things. So you can find more about that at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Okay, and right now, as announced, we have the band God Hates Unicorns. They formed back in 2015 or 2014. It's a little bit of a mystery, according to their bio. So, guys, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are yourself?
It's great to have you guys. So, Josh, this is kind of like, you're the main dude, right? This is kind of like your baby here.
Well, me and Jeff started it and then brought Nick along after our first show. But originally the name came from, you know, the Creation Museum and all those lovely Christians out there.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
But Nick joined right after, so it's kind of all of our equal project here.
Oh, I got you. So why don't we start with you, Josh, since we're in here. We'll get to Jeff and Nick in a second. Why don't you give us a little bit of your background? How did you get bit by the music bug? When did that happen? What influenced you? What got you interested?
Probably being forced to play piano when I was in grade school. And then that was fun for a while. Then I was in band in high school and all that fun stuff. But then I started doing bands when I was like 15, 16, and I like creating more than I like rehashing other people's stuff.
Yeah.
So, and then my dad was a big like Frank Zappa, Genesis, classical music person. He hated the Beatles, so I was like, oh, that's cool. So I kind of followed suit and started making weird stuff.
I gotcha. So what kind of music? What kind of bands and stuff other than your dad's stuff were you listening to that you know sort of influenced you?
Probably like stuff like Fetus and old Cop Shoot Cop, a lot of old noise rock and like Lydia Lunch and that whole Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds Birthday Party era stuff.
Yeah, all right, gotcha.
That stuck with me over the years. And industrial and you know.
Where are you from?
I'm from West Mifflin.
Oh, okay. So you guys are Pittsburgh guys, yeah, Steel City guys, yeah, basically.
Yeah, we're Pittsburgh guys.
Yeah, if you guys, so for those of you that listen, because the podcast goes worldwide, when somebody, there's all these little like areas around Pittsburgh. There's like, you know, but it's basically Pittsburgh, you know. So somebody says they're from West Mifflin or, some place like that. You know, it's basically the Pittsburgh area. So Jeff, how did you get? How did you meet Josh, and how did you get into music?
I knew Josh when we were kids. You know, I mean, maybe like 5-6 years old, and like we'd always been kind of good friends since then. And
more.
When I was around age 12 or 13, somebody kicked their idea around of, you know, hey, you guys want to start a band? And you know, it was right around the time I was getting interested in music, and it sounded like a cool idea, so I thought, yeah, let's do that. And it just kind of went from there.
Were you already playing, or was it like, or was this like, you know, let's start a band, and you went, okay, what instrument do you want me to play?
How did that's how I ended up with bass.
Okay.
But it turned out to be a good thing, because bass is the only instrument I want to play, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. So this was the getting hooked up with Josh. He drags you into this whole music thing. Were you listening to music before that? Was there music that you were tuned into that you really dug?
I was getting into music around that time.
Okay.
And I mean, like, White Zombie is obviously one of my all-time favorite bands.
Yeah.
They were just one of the greatest bands. I mean, that whole no wave movement from New York.
Yeah.
That was just, I mean, that was the coolest thing at that time.
Yeah, I definitely hear the influence, for sure. So Josh, when you start, so you're basically what you're doing, like the keyboard, like the sort of synth programming and singing, and that's basically kind of like what your musical position in the group is. And Jeff, you're on bass.
Correct.
I was doing a lot, but not Nick does most of the programming at the moment. So I'm actually just doing the vocals right now, but.
Okay, and Nick, why don't we go ahead and talk about you, buddy? So tell us a little bit about your background and how you got hooked up playing with this crazy God Hates Unicorns band.
All right, yeah. So I actually went to the first God Hates Unicorns show when I was not in the band. I knew Josh for a while when he was in Debutante and Skull Death Gut Corpse, two superior bands to God Hates Unicorns, actually. And he told me he had a new project called God Hates Unicorns. And so I decided to go out to see them and see what kind of bullshit they would be doing on stage. And it was a bunch of bullshit. he kind of like threw a fit during the first show and like sang like parts of songs and just walked around upset most of the time because he didn't like the sound. It's like, well, this is something I can identify with, because in my old band, our last show is kind of me getting fucking pissed off at the sound and like kind of not really playing as well. So like I was like well, it's like, if this guy has this much of a fucking meltdown live on stage, then I could probably manage to join this band, because he did ask me to join before they did that first show, and then I said no because I honestly didn't even own an electric guitar at that time. I sold mine for like some spare rent money. I had like a Jaguar Japanese reissue. I sold that a while back. But me and Josh knew each other from playing shows together when he was in a band called Debutante and I was in Pretty, and I made beats and play guitar, so he knew I play guitar, and he asked me if I wanted to join his band to play guitar. And at the same time, Jen from Debutante, like around almost the same time, she was asking me if I wanted to join her dumbass bullshit band Love Dumpster before I even knew what they were called. And then I end up seeing God Hates Unicorns live and decided to, I was like, I'll hitch my wagon to this bullshit train first.
That's gonna be the title, because I try to give each podcast like a provocative title. Again, I might be called, you know, God Hates Unicorns Rides the Bullshit Train or something like that. So maybe that's what we'll call it. So you guys all get together. You decide to rescue Josh from this terrible. Because I read the bio here. That's pretty funny. So you decide to come in, and I definitely hear the sort of like White Zombie kind of like influence, noise rock kind of thing going on. So what is this like? It's three guys. It's Josh, you're out front going crazy. Jeff is playing bass, and Nick, you're playing guitar. And you, the sort of what you guys program this stuff, or you got a keyboard there too, Nick? And you're, how does it work?
Yeah, it's all pre-programmed. Like the album we have out, like it was like 50-50, where like Josh had half the beats and I had half the beats, but now like some of the newer stuff, like we just pretty much just like to have some ease on like the sound, man. Like we just use my drum machine now, because like it ended up being like kind of like a sound debacle if you ever hear us live. Like when we had like the sound test of two drum machines, one would always be like a little bit off. So now it's like a little bit more streamlined and easier to do. We get a lot of shit from like metal bands who like have no respect for us because we don't have a real person as a drummer. All these are people that still believe that drum machines have no soul, but neither do drummers, honestly. So really, what is the point?
need to do. I love that. I have a when we do our music podcast on Monday nights, our one of my co-hosts is a drummer, and he's always on the he's like the programming and stuff like that. That's bullshit, you know. Get a real drummer and everything like that, you know. But there are some program stuff that is really soulful. Like I think that some of the stuff that Nine Inch Nails, Trent Reznor, there's a I don't know if it's the band locking in, the way they lock in around the machine. So maybe you guys can talk about this. The way you guys lock in around the beats, or the way the beats themselves are programmed. Because it feels, it has more, it can be done, cheesily, and it can be done really like it really grooves. So can you guys talk a little bit about how you guys approach that to keep it really rocking? Because what you guys do really kicks ass.
Thank you. I think reverb is a big key in all of that, to have it almost echo like a thump.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of electronic bands for live for actual studio albums use live drums in the studio,
mm-hmm.
and live, but are still based off of programmed beats, having both to complement each other.
I think if you're just good at programming, I think me and Josh are pretty good at it. Grew up listening to this kind of shit, the industrial stuff, where you had some swing to an electronic beat and have it not be sound like a shitty demo. So it still could sound cool and different. And I think we'd probably sound maybe a little boring, but probably have four times as many fans if we had an actual live drummer at this point, honestly.
So wait a minute, wait. Back up. You said you think you'd have more fans if you had a live drummer. Is that what you said?
Yeah, definitely. Because a lot of people, it does get kind of a turn off of not having a live drummer there. Like I said, all of the metalheads will instantly write us off just because we're not setting up drums when we're getting on stage. To really, especially obviously the drummers of the band will just oh, this is gonna suck.
A lot of it's the metalheads fans though too. They're a lot of the metal bands we play with actually do like us, but it's more the people they bring in who are expecting some all metal show with these drummers and everything, and then we show up and make a racket without a drummer, and they're just what the hell is this shit?
Yeah, I got you. So where would you? Well, I'll tell you what. Before we do that, we're gonna go ahead and play a song. And I just so you guys know, those of you listening know this, the band, we did not discuss this beforehand. The guys we're going to put the song in post. So us here in the studio aren't actually going to hear the song. So I'm going to just sort of pretend we rocked out to it. you guys out in the audience, just pretend I didn't say that and just rock out to it. We're just going to go ahead and play the track God Hates Unicorns off of God Hates Unicorns by God Hates Unicorns. check us out, guys. These guys are badass. Drummer or no drummer, the programming and everything is awesome. Check out God Hates Unicorns on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Yeah, there you are. Great. Okay. So, cool track. How do you guys end up playing with metal bands, though? Wouldn't you be playing with more like, you know, doing more like industrial shows, or maybe even, you know, working with other acts that work this way? Because there's a lot of acts that work electronically.
They don't like us either.
I don't, like, in my experience, there kind of like isn't that many. And there are like a lot of whack ones out there too, though. we'll play with whoever. Like, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. Like, it doesn't, it's fun to play with people you don't fit in with sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you never know, like, who's going to like it. It's like surprising. Because, like, I don't like all the same stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the kind of stuff that I listen to and the kind of stuff I play is like wildly different. Like, if I'm listening to something, I'm either listening to like the stupidest like new trap music, or like if I'm listening to like rock music, it's rock music. It's like, if it's any harder to play in a Joanne Fabrics, then I don't want to hear it. but like something this heavy, I don't really listen to this kind of music anymore. Like, yeah. As I'm older, like, I just kind of like would, I mean, it's fun to make, but like, I don't really like jam out to like industrial music as much anymore. Yeah, probably because there's not many good industrial bands anymore.
You're listening to probably like Bieber and stuff like that, right?
I like Miley Cyrus myself.
There you are. So you guys did this record. Now, is this a self-produced thing, or did you work with somebody on this?
This was all produced like right in this here room, my dining room, basically.
Well, Rick Rubin came in for a little bit to help us out.
Yeah, I can hear the influence.
Yeah. Rick Rubin came in. He made one of his famous Rubin sandwiches. And
same guy, right?
Yeah, and then he said, wow, this sounds kind of noisy, and he left.
Okay, I think I'll go listen to Johnny Cash, even though he's dead. So what is the live show? You guys, just the three. What do you guys do to keep it kind of like you don't have the drummer. So what do you guys do to kind of like put on a show? I mean, that's the only guy in the band that puts on a show, because there's a lot of drummers that like you don't even they're just kind of like Charlie Watts, bored out of their minds. But what's a live show like? I would get it's the three of you guys, but what are you guys doing to kind of like get crazy?
Getting drunk.
All right.
Yeah, beer has a lot to do with it.
We just try to put out some energy. Like, Nick got a wireless guitar, so he likes to run around the audience, and I like to dress up in like faux fur and leggings and act like an asshole.
Nice.
Bizarre costumes.
How did Jeff become the snowman?
I'll let Jeff answer that one.
I was told to ask this question. Your management called me to this morning and said, make sure you ask how Jeff became the snowman.
Well, I'm just very opposed to hot weather in general. Okay. So the colder it is, I prefer cold weather. So that's just the whole deal with me anyway. I cannot deal with hot days like today.
I was going to ask you, when you started talking, now maybe you guys, because you guys hang out with this guy all the time, so you probably don't hear this, but Jeff, when you start talking, man, you sound like you're from Canada. Did anybody ever tell you that?
That's awesome.
A lot of people have said that, to be honest. So
you sound like you're from Canada, so like that would make total sense, man. Are you wearing a toque right now?
No, I just have on a bandana, to be honest.
Oh, see? Well, he's got something.
He has a top hat and a corncob pipe, actually. He's lying.
Is that your look on stage, top hat and corncob pipe?
Well, the corncob pipe, yeah, that's always there. And, you know, you have the leopard print scarf.
Nice.
And all that kind of stuff.
So what? See, these guys are a lot of fun, so you guys need to go check them out. So what is coming up in the next 6 to 12 months for God Hates Unicorns?
I think I'm quitting the band in the next 6 months, honestly.
You're going to go That'd join Miley Cyrus's band. Yeah, go ahead.
These guys kind of suck.
No, you've been threatening that for forever now.
No,
we're promising.
We're going to work on some new a new EP, I think, and I think it's going to be a secret EP where we don't tell anybody even we release it.
Mm.
So, like, So then nobody buys it like the other one, it won't feel as bad.
Well, there would at least be a reason for it this time.
Like, well, I guess we didn't tell anybody. It was a secret EP.
So you got a secret EP coming out that nobody knows about. Shh, don't say nothing. What else is going on? Are you gonna, you guys going to do some shows? You going to go on tour? What are you doing?
We're probably going to hold off on shows until I think November, December, just to like get this these songs recorded real quick and, you know, spend some time with our families and stuff and leave our families or whatever Jeff's going to be doing later. But
that way, well, the snowman can stay inside in the air conditioning until the winter comes, then it can go outside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the track you played, God Hates Unicorns, is featuring an artist, Skylight, so we're going to try and like make some more music with her.
Okay.
To, I guess, get more of our pop fans.
Maybe she'll make our song good.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this has been a lot of fun. You guys are awesome. I really appreciate you guys calling in today. It's a lot of fun. And you guys don't have any current shows coming up just yet, but tour maybe. So we'll keep an eye out for the fall, early winter, and see what you guys have coming out. And don't keep that new EP too much of a secret. I definitely want to check it out because I listened to this one, and I really dug some of them a lot. Like, I liked the title track. I liked Poppycock. Some of them were really, really cool. So it's a lot of fun. You have songs that are 1 minute long, like 1 minute, 30 seconds. That's true punk rock.
Yeah, that's probably why the industrial fans don't like us, because we like, yeah, we use a drum machine, but a lot of the stuff is like punk, like with the drum machine.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, wait, we're not playing like arpeggios over and over again while I'm singing about fucking the president or something. Like, so, and we're not that sad.
Yeah.
Like we're not sad people, like, you know, moping around, like, you know, with teen angst.
Good. Glad to hear that. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out. I'm going to wrap up the podcast. I need to do a little business with you before you guys hang up. So if you could stick around for a minute while I do this. And okay, cool for a minute?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Awesome. Hey, guys, you've been listening to God Hates Unicorns, and you can go to their website, godhatesunicorns.com. It's actually a pretty cool site. There's the links to all the social media stuff there, and their record, God Hates Unicorns, is on Bandcamp, as you can go to godhatesunicorns.bandcamp.com and check that out as well. You are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Go check that out. Share the podcasts around. And if you would be interested in some exclusive content, exclusive music, exclusive video, exclusive conversation, get to weigh in on the different topics that we do here on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Like to get shout-outs? Yes.
Did you know there was a magician named Houdini?
Yes.
He was kind of like the original mind freak, if you think about it.
Yeah. So you've been listening. So anyway, so I would like you guys to go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle and check that out if you can get some exclusive stuff there. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Houdini, not Houdini. Yes, I heard about that Houdini guy. He stole my whole shtick. You know, shame on him. But guys, thanks for hanging out. So we'll catch you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.